Tov Kuf Mem Tif Aleph. Being an Avil Kosher also, when it's not unfilled anything, Am Cholamoyim, Tim Nifaz Gerevim Osoy, Oy Koyisom Haseyo, Shebeinu Lechaveiroi, Oy Neem Aiseh Hegyot. If the fence around his garden or between him and his neighbor fell down, then he'll allow him to fix it. But only myself, you can only do an unprofessional job. How is that done? You'll have to pile some stones or bricks on one another without cementing it. The idea behind it is, over here it's not really so necessary, it's just for privacy. Well, they shouldn't inadvertently walk into each other. There's no chash of losing anything because it's not open to the public. Or he makes a gather with reeds and the like. Also, if he's making a marke, a fence around his roof, also he should do it also ma'isehedje, not professional fashion. The Bi'alocha brings from the Ritva that this is talking about a roof which you generally do not walk on. He just wants to do it for extra protection just in case he goes up there. Or if it's a mitzvah market, so he should be able to do it regularly because that's for the mitzvah market. That's the opinion of the Ritva, but the Halacha says the other Acharonim did not differentiate. So in the case of putting a fence around the roof, has to be ma'aseh. But if his chatzah, which is open to the Rishus HaRabin, falls down, then you can fix it regular because there, if you don't have a fence, Ganavim are going to come in. So Chashash Shem Tov HaRabin. Also, if it did not get fall down, but it's in the process of falling down, then you're also allowed to knock it down because it prevents sakona and you rebuild it. Says the Rambam, even if it's falling down, not to a Rishus HaRabim, but to an alleyway or a different chotzer, you're allowed to rebuild it because it's a danger to leave it the way it is and may fall on something. If there's an issue of danger involved by leaving it is the way it is, then you're allowed to rebuild it. So we get to have two attire to build thing in a regular fashion. That's the number one is Tavar Ovid, number two is Hakonah.